And yet, women lust and women cheat, and it sets us aflame. Cher Haidt took a hit, received death threats, and eventually went into exile in Europe after suggesting that 70% of us do. Other statistics range from as low as 13% to as high as 50% of women admitting they have been unfaithful to a spouse or partner. Many experts suggest the number might well be higher, given the asymmetrical, searing stigma attached to being a woman who admits it. Who, after all, wants to confess that she is untrue? What's clear is that several decades after the great second wave of feminism, with increased autonomy and earning power and opportunity, and now with all manner of digital connections possible, women are, as sociologists like to put it, closing the infidelity gap. We're just not talking about it. At least, not in a voice above a whisper. I don't think you really even want to talk to me, because I'm really unusual. Most of the women I've spoken with begin by saying, when we meet to talk, "Why's that?" I wonder. "Because I have a really strong libido, and I don't think I'm cut out for monogamy," they tell me haltingly, one after another. We chat over coffee, in person, or on the phone. They fear they are going to throw the data with their freakish singularity. They think they are outliers. They are foreign to the tribe of women they suggest and believe. But when woman after woman in a committed relationship tells you she is unusual, sexually speaking, because she wants more sex than she's supposed to, because she feels compelled or tempted to stray, you can't shake the feeling that in matters of female desire, sexuality, and monogamy in particular, unusual is normal, and normal desperately needs to be redefined. Untrue is a book with a point of view, namely that whatever else we may think of them, women who reject monogamy are brave, and their experiences and possible motivations are instructive. Not only because female infidelity is far from uncommon, but also because the fact of it and our reactions to it are useful metrics of female autonomy and the price women continue to pay for seizing privileges that have historically belonged to men. This book is not an exhaustive review of the literature on infidelity, though it does reference the dozens of articles and books I read in a range of fields in an attempt to get my arms around the topic. But for the many studies I cite that suggest female extra-pair sexual behavior is a social and reproductive strategy that has served females in particular contexts well over the millennia, there are other studies that argue or suggest otherwise. I am only your guide to my view, informed by the social science and science to which I was drawn and to which I was referred by experts whom I believe are correcting bias in their fields, that what we today call female promiscuity is a behavior with a remarkably long tail, so to speak, a fascinating history and prehistory, and a no less intriguing future, and that it merits open-minded consideration from multiple perspectives. For too long, we have handed our sexual problems and peccadilloes exclusively to therapists and psychologists, presuming the issues to be personal, even pathological, rooted primarily in our emotional baggage, our families of origin, our unique difficulties with trust and commitment, and presuming they have solutions. But these ostensibly most personal matters, how and why we have sex, why we struggle with monogamy, have deep historic and prehistoric underpinnings as well. Biological factors, social control, cultural context, ecologies. Female sexuality and our menu of options are shaped by all these factors and more. Rethinking topics as complex as female infidelity, and our often heated responses to it, arguably requires multiple lenses. Sociology, evolutionary biology, primatology, and literary theory are just a few discourses that can enhance our understanding, reframing the adulteress in ways that facilitate greater empathy and understanding of her and of ourselves. This book, then, is a work of interdisciplinary cultural criticism. It distills and synthesizes the research of experts on female infidelity in a range of fields, melding it with my own opinions and interpretations of everything from articles in academic journals to studies by social scientists to pop culture songs and movies. I interviewed 30 experts in fields including primatology,